Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Tuesday, the 20th of October, it is now 71. We've got lots of sunshine out there and maybe some rain in our forecast late in the week. I'll have more on the weather after the news. 24-year-old William Ross West of Fairfield was arrested Monday night on a charge of drunk driving. A Wayne County Sheriff's deputy pulled West's Chevy passenger car over after it allegedly ran a stop sign on Mechanic Street at U.S. Route 45 in Jeff. Failing a number of field sobriety tests, West was taken to the Wayne County Jail where he tested 0.104 on the state's breathalyzer machine. He was cited for drunk driving, disobeying a stop sign, and driving with no insurance. Thomas S. Gross, 39, of Wayne City, was arrested Monday afternoon on drug-related charges following an incident at the Burge residence on County Road 210 East. Wayne County Sheriff's Police went to the Burge property to investigate a report. There was a Crown Royal bag hanging in a tree, which allegedly contained a glass smoking pipe, a plastic baggie with drugs inside, and a rubber hose. When officers arrived, they spotted Mr. Gross, Thomas S. Gross, and an unnamed individual at the house. As officers entered the woods, Gross and his friend took off in a car. When cops found the bag, it was empty. Police later located Gross at a location on Section Line Road. He told police that he had taken the bag and dumped its contents on a smoldering fire. Police recovered the items from the fire and learned the glass pipe tested positive for bath salts. Gross was booked at the county jail on charges of possession of a counterfeit drug, bath salts, and possession of drug paraphernalia, plus obstructing a police investigation. Cheryl L. Mobley, 47, of Carmi, reports to the Carmi City Police Department that somebody stole a 52-inch flat-screen TV set from her house on 5th Street in Carmi. The TV set was apparently taken sometime this past weekend. No value given on that loss. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
Enroll in a concealed carry course through Frontier Community College in Fairfield or Albion. This course is designed to satisfy the requirements to obtain an Illinois concealed carry permit. Classes meet on Thursday and Friday nights for classroom instruction, and Saturday with hands-on training at the Gun Club. For additional information or to register for a concealed carry course, call Frontier Community College, 842-3711.
Save a Lot in Fairfield is your neighborhood grocery store. Our specials include Jumbo USDA Choice Beef Rump Roast, $2.99 a pound. Jumbo Pack Boneless Country Style Ribs, just $2.29 a pound. Jumbo Pack Boneless Pork Chops, $2.99 a pound. The 10-pound package of ground beef, just $2.49 a pound. And while they last, Fry Farms medium-sized pumpkins, 99 cents each. Stop by Save a Lot this week and take advantage of the specials.
It's an open house. Yes, an open house at Mount Vernon Dream Homes. October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You'll save thousands of dollars on any manufactured home at Mount Vernon Dream Homes. What are you looking for? A single wide, double wide, a triple wide, an off-frame modular home? Mount Vernon Dream Homes has it all. Plus, factory representatives will be on site offering huge discounts on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th during the fall open house at Mount Vernon Dream Homes. Right off I-57 in Mount Vernon, Illinois, where your dream home becomes a reality.
In White County Circuit Court Monday, State's Attorney Denton Aud reports that Matthew Heffington of Broughton was sentenced to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 2 felony charge of bringing contraband into the county jail. It was the recommendation of the state that Heffington, 26, serve his time in the state's Impact Incarceration or Boot Camp program. He'll have to serve another 2 years of parole once he gets out of jail. Roger Conover, 30, of Albion, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 4 felony charge of domestic battery. Conover had previously pled guilty to a 2013 domestic battery offense. He was sentenced Monday. He was also ordered to pay all mandatory fines, fees, costs, and assessments, and he'll have to serve another 4 years of parole once he gets out of prison. Maria Madrid of Fairfield is beginning her studies at the West Virginia School of Osteopathic Medicine in Lewisburg, West Virginia. Recently, several individuals from the area, including her friends and family, traveled to the white coat ceremony. At the event, Maria was presented with her white coat by Dr. Andrew Britt. Also, Fairfield Memorial Hospital CEO Catherine Bunning Williams presented her with roses for her accomplishments and dedication to planning to come back to the area to practice upon finishing her education. Currently, Maria is planning to begin her studies to become an emergency medicine physician. However, Maria says she's looking at the possibility of combining emergency medicine and internal medicine during her residency. Hamilton Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome longtime local family nurse practitioner Kathy Taylor to the Hamilton Memorial Hospital's Carmi Family Clinic. She will be joining Wes Henson, another family nurse practitioner, at the Carmi Family Clinic. Kathy Taylor brings 35 years of medical experience in White County to the Hamilton Memorial Hospital's Carmi Clinic. Her new office is located at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi. They're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can call 382-5030 for an appointment. WFIW News Time, 1221.
Vaughn's Tire in Fairfield has the major brand of tires that you're looking for. Mastercraft Tires now have a $60 mail-in rebate, and the Nexen brand has free road hazard and roadside assistance for the life of the tire. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
Looking for a free checking account that still offers rewards for doing the things you already do? Introducing Ta-Ching. Yes, Ta-Ching Checking is here and is for you. Hi, this is Brian Gregory with People's National Bank. Ta-Ching Cashback lets you earn 2% on all your debit card purchases. We will even refund your ATM fees nationwide so you can make any ATM your ATM. And there's never a minimum balance to earn any of your Ta-Ching Cashback rewards. Stop by People's National Bank or visit peoplesnationalbank.com for details on our new Ta-Ching Checking. Qualifications and rules apply, member FDIC.
Officials with the Illinois EMA are asking the public for help in locating a missing radioactive oil well logging source holder. This canister, owned by Wayne County Well Survey of Fairfield, went missing last Friday. It is a locked steel container which houses the radioactive well logging source holder. It was last known to be in a company vehicle. The source holder is part of a larger tool used to assess geological formations in oil and gas, groundwater, mineral, and geothermal exploration. The container, it's silver in color, 12 inches high, 14 inches around, weighs 75 pounds. Container's labeled on two sides as DOT radioactive yellow with the radiation symbol and manufacturer's name Hopewell Designs Incorporated on its base. The inner source holder is about 4 inches long, 2 inches wide, and labeled danger, radioactive material, do not handle, notify civil authorities. EMA radiological response teams and Wayne County Well Surveys workers are continuing their search for this device. They've been checking the company's job sites and routes in between their location here in Fairfield and various job sites. But there are a total of 18 counties they're looking in, including Gibson and Pike counties in Indiana. The missing source, which is housed within two containers, is listed as an International Atomic Energy Agency Category 3 source. If unshielded and not safely handled or securely protected, exposure to the source could cause permanent injury to someone who handles that device. So if you find it, leave it alone. Call your local law enforcement agency. Well, the Edwards County Community Unit School Board met last night. Mark Curtis was there and files this report.
The Edwards County School Board heard from Sadie Marks and Maddie McKinney, Section 23 FFA officers. The two told about their jobs as section officers and the honor that the title brings to the local Edwards County FFA chapter. The board, under unfinished business, voted to spend $17,850 for new electric panels from Snyder Electric. 50% of that cost will be paid by a grant. The health life safety bid was for work that would include tuck pointing and piecework around the K-12 and waterproofing and resetting of doors. That bid was over the amount of the engineer's estimate and was rejected. That project could be bid in the next few months. The bid from the House of Prayer and Albion was approved for a 2001 surplus bus. The bid price was $2,525. Revisions to the district's handbooks regarding electronic telephone devices was approved, with more teeth to be added prior to next school year. At this time, the school principal will have discretion on punishment involving telephones. The FFA cord program was approved by the board. A cord can be worn by members at commencement for excelling at sales and performance work for the local chapter. The district-wide wellness plan was adopted for students to choose healthier snacks and lower caffeine intake. The ECHS Sports Boosters have new decals on the front doors of the ECHS Oxby Gym. The decals were donated by the ECHS Sports Booster Club. The cafeteria seems to be in the red again, and meals are down some 18%, according to Superintendent Calgar, from last year. One ongoing problem seems to be state funding. The tax levy will be brought to the board at next month's meeting, according to Superintendent Calgar. The assessments on farm ground is going up, and assessments on minerals are going down, according to Superintendent Calgar. The paperwork for the 1% sales tax question on the March 15th ballot has been filed and will be voted on in the primary election. Also, Superintendent Calgar told members of the Edwards County School Board that School Board Member Appreciation Day is November 15th this year. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignation of Cafeteria Director Betty Lomas at the end of this school year. She will be retiring, and voted to accept the resignation of co-cheerleader sponsor April Benham. The board voted to employ teacher's aide Michelle Carter. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Kearney.
Thank you, Mark. In other news, Wayne County Treasurer Donna Vaughn reminding Wayne County taxpayers that this Friday, October 30th, no, it's not this Saturday, sorry about that, next Saturday, October 30th,
Friday.
Make it Friday the 30th. One of these days, I'm going to buy a calendar, folks. Friday, October 30th is the first installment for Wayne County real estate taxes. Now, for those folks not wanting to enter the courthouse because of that handy security entrance, there is a drop box on the west side of the courthouse. You can drive up to it or simply get out and drop it in. Remember, if you do not come into the courthouse, don't bring your cell phone, as the requirements have changed. The entrance is on the east side of the courthouse. You can pay online with a credit card at IllinoisEPay.com. But again, the first due date for Wayne County property taxes, Friday, October 30th. And the Edwards County tax installments due today, Tuesday, October 20th. That's the first installment. The second installment is due Edwards County taxes Monday, November 23rd. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped. They're offering $1.50 a barrel today. They're paying $38.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. We did check December crude oil prices a few moments ago, down 24 cents a barrel, trading at $46.04 on a mercantile. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers from Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive. In Fairfield, at the noon hour, the Dow's off 7 points at 17,224. The Nasdaq's down 21 at 4,883. In local and area death, 66-year-old Bone Gap resident Karen Rankin Bunting died at 6:20 Monday morning at her home. Services for Karen Rankin Bunting are pending at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Lifelong Wayne County resident, 85-year-old Betty Stull, died at 3:15 Sunday morning at Carl Hospital in Urbana. She was a seamstress. Survivors include a son, David Stull, of Chenoa, Illinois, daughters Marcia Zeller of Fairbury, Diane Williams of Amory, Wisconsin, and Connie Stull of Fairfield, 10 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and two sisters, Eva Putoff of Mount Vernon and Mary Lou Nickum of Fairfield. Services for Betty Stull will be 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the Jonathan and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with visitation from 11 a.m. till the time of service, burial in Bailey Cemetery near Wayne City. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Wounded Warrior Project or disabled veterans. Funeral services for Tyler Bozarth, 25 of Mount Vernon, formerly of Fairfield, will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Jonathan and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 tonight at the Jonathan and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials, they can be made to the Jasper Athletic Association or the First Christian Church Preschool Program. Funeral services for Norma E. Straub, 97 of Jeff. It'll be 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation 12 noon till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Burial in Besto Cemetery at Jeff. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Jeff Outreach Ministries or the Jeff Ruritan Club, and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Services for Carol Glenn, 58 of McLeansboro, will be 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Crouch Cemetery at Belle Prairie. Visitation will be 6 to late Wednesday evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, memorials may be made to the charity of your choice. Funeral services for Joyce Ann Wilson, 80, formerly of Decatur, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation for Joyce Ann Wilson will be from 1 o'clock till the time of service this afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area Weather, Fairfield Area News, rather, from Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News, time 12:30.
Can you show us your rack? If you do, you'll be registered to win a top-of-the-line propane smoker from Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. To participate, simply go to our website at WFIWradio.com and click on the Show Us Your Rack banner. Then click the link and email us your name, address, phone number, along with the county you bagged your deer in. And don't forget to attach a picture of your rack. Then check back each day to see all the pictures of your competition. The first 50 entries will receive a Show Us Your Rack t-shirt, and our grand prize winner will receive a top-of-the-line smoker from Wainwright Propane. The WFIW-WOKZ Show Us Your Rack contest will run through December. So remember, when you finally get that big buck this year,
be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Not rabbits, deer. It could make you a winner. All you have to do is show us your rack.
Well, it seems like a reasonable request.
And it is time to check the WFIW Fairfield Area Weather Forecast. Sunny this afternoon, high around 74. Partly cloudy tonight, low 50. Sunny Wednesday, high of 78. Sunny Thursday, 78. 20% chance of showers Friday, high of 78. Showers likely Saturday, a little cooler, high 72, and then even cooler Sunday with a slight chance of showers, high of 65. 73, the high yesterday, 42, our low this morning, and at 12:32 under sunny skies, it's 71. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.